This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Aereo, the company that used teeny antennas to grab TV signals then show them on your computer, lost at the Supreme Court. The court said, nope, you're just showing copyrighted content without paying for it. But here's the thing. This decision could make things a little unclear for the next company that wants to show you live TV on your phone, your tablet, or your laptop. We've got Zach Seward with us. He's a senior editor at Quartz. Hi, Zach.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Aereo's toast?
Aereo is done. They put out a statement that said their work is still in progress, but Aereo as we know it is not surviving.
Put this in context for us. What does this decision mean for how TV is going to evolve in the future?
It probably makes it more difficult for new and innovative ways of getting and watching television to emerge, because those startups are now going to have to be much more careful about whether what they're doing is violating the same copyright law that Aereo was found to be violating. And I think the upshot of the Supreme Court's ruling is that it's going to be slower still to see real innovation happen in TV.
You wrote about the distinction between Aereo itself and the cloud. And I think one of the questions that a lot of consumers have is, what does this mean for cloud companies going forward? Do we know yet?
You know, the title of the case is officially ABC v. Aereo, but I think in a way it would have been better and attracted more interest if it were ABC v. the cloud. And that's what really was on trial here, because who really cares about Aereo specifically and whether it survives? It's really a small startup, but it's the concept behind it which makes use of the cloud that is actually important.
Explain to me what cloud companies were so worried about.
Well, the allegation was that in part because of Aereo's technology, which makes use of the internet and cloud storage technology, that's what turned what it does into a copyright violation, different from just recording a TV program on your own DVR at home. And so if that's a copyright violation in Aereo's case, it was hard to see why that wouldn't also be a copyright violation in a lot of other cases.
What other companies are waiting in the wings to take over this niche?
You know, two ways to think of it. There are a lot of other small startups similar to Aereo, Nimble TV for one, that kind of do similar things and will try to incrementally innovate on the way people get television. And then there are big technology companies like Dish Network and then some big tech behemoths like Apple that are likely to enter the what you might call internet TV space, which is to say that trying to deliver pretty traditional television except over the internet where it can get a lot better and more enjoyable to watch.
All right, man, what do you do?
Well, I was once a cord cutter, maybe now 2-3 years ago, and now I'm the exact opposite. You know, I'd say it's for my job, but you know, I have to make sure I pay for TV and have HBO and Showtime and plus Netflix, plus Hulu, all that. So what do? I think what most people do is you're a little stuck right now. Television is still a largely very expensive and in the hands of a few cable companies.
Zach Seward, senior editor at Quartz, thanks a lot.
Thank you. My pleasure.